As you start to get into the shopping spirit, this weekend, the Lanikai Kailua chapter of the Outdoor Circle holds its annual fundraising plant sale this Saturday from 8 to 11. In our effort to highlight our Hawaii forests and gardens, we stumbled across a training program that helps women behind bars learn green skills that hopefully will lead to jobs once they complete their sentences. We begin our conversation with Wei Li at the Kailua Arbor Tree Giveaway. He works with Smart Trees Hawaii.
Arbor Day is really to celebrate trees, and we hope everybody bring a tree or two home and plant it to our urban forest. If we step back and look at the large picture, we are giving out thousands of trees, and they're all going to go into homes and families. So we want them to be planted and grow our forests. And that's what we really want.
And we've been trying to, I guess, educate our gardeners just so that when they choose the right tree for the right place, that the trees will thrive.
Correct. So I often ask them, where would you plant this tree? And of course, somebody said, backyard. I said, no. What neighborhood? What climate? So for example, mountain apple would grow well in colder climate, not down in hot coastal area. And we had the Ojai, which is just love the beach. So we talk and work with them, work with the families.
And so you've got a few more trees left. You've got Chuko, you've got a couple mac nuts, a couple kukui nut trees, but pretty much you're cleared out.
Yeah, we have 450 trees plus donations. They're all pretty much cleared out, and these trees we're going to give it away to Lani Kailua Outdoor Circle. They have a plant sale, and then the proceeds will go to benefit the Women Corrections Facility program.
And so you folks are involved in helping to teach those classes, is that right?
Yes, we have secured a grant from the state, from the Kauanani program, to hire a teacher, a horticulturist, to teach the women how to care for the plants. So they've been doing this for 8 weeks, caring for the trees, and the training started in May of this year. So they've been trained, and they just finished a 6-month course. Actually, the curriculum was co-developed with the city's Division of Urban Forests, so they would have the right skills that they look for. And we also came up with the DUF from the city to recruit when they leave. So we want to train them, give them practice, and give them opportunities to apply for positions at the city.
You know, we talked to two women who are serving time at the Community Correctional Center on Oahu's Windward Side. Hyacinth has been involved in the prison program and was glad to talk about what she's gotten out of it.
We have classes from hydroponics, learning how to set up a hydroponic system. We have horticulture classes. We have a lady that is teaching us propagation. And we also have, we learn how to, we have the Better Business Bureau come down and teach us a class. And we also have a class that comes and teaches us how to rise up above the poverty and how we can help ourselves when we get out of prison to get good jobs and have a better future and get a green job.
And so were you interested in, you know, gardening and growing plants before you started this program?
No, I wasn't. When I was little, my tutu used to teach me, but when I got into the facility and I got into this program, I just fell in love with this program because there's a lot to offer. We also sell our lettuce. We grow hydroponic lettuce and we sell it to the food lands in Oahu, and that's what generates our program. The monies that come in, it goes right back into the program.
What is it about growing things that you enjoy so much?
This program is also a healing program. So when I see things like in a seed bottle or in a seed pack, and I put it and I start to grow it, and when I see the growth, it allows me to grow spiritually and physically, and it helps me to learn how to reintegrate. We've also had the governor come down there, Governor Ige. He has come down there. We have different people from public Department of Public Safety that comes down. We have different people that come down from the colleges, the universities on Oahu. And we have a lot of dignitaries that come down there. I would like to work in a nursery, or maybe like for Lowe's, someplace where there's gardening, you know. And so I've been given a few jobs when I get out of here. So I'm going to look into that.
Hyacinth is scheduled to get out in 2 years. Another inmate, Marissa Eisenberg, believes her short time in the Learning to Grow program has changed her.
You know, when I first started, I was like, yay, I can eat things that I don't eat at the facility, or it was the more fun part. But it wasn't like, once I started working with the plants, and I started to worry, like, when one started to lose too many leaves or the leaves started to turn color, then I started to really panic. And then it taught me to calm myself down and to ask questions and not to be afraid to be more assertive and ask the questions I need for help. And like Kaya said, when I plant something and something grows, I'm like, I made that. Like, that's, I mean, to some people, they might just see lettuce, but that's my lettuce. And that's what I got out of it, is that if I put my mind to it, I can do something. And it doesn't matter if it's just lettuce or eggplants or kale, it's anything.
So really a kind of sense of pride, too.
Yeah, a lot of, like, healthy pride. Well, I'm from Maui, so when I go back to Maui, I recently learned there's a place at the college, and it's Waihono Farmhouse, or Waihono Farm Greenhouse Hydroponics and Aquaponics. I know it's a course. I'm not sure if I would have to be enrolled in college to work there or if it's like a volunteer thing. But once I'm able to, I want to contact them as soon as possible so I can get my foot in the door. I never in a million years thought this would be something I like doing, but I do. At Hydros, I'm a worm manager. So I like raise worms, and that's also something like I'm terrified of everything, like all bugs, insects, everything. But I like raise these worms, and it's like I never thought that I could do something like that. So working at Hydros has taught me that I can do that. And I talk to my mom every day and I tell her, like, oh, I want to go back to Maui and do this, do that. And she's like, who is this person? Who are you? Because I know that I didn't think I'd ever want to, like, coming to help with trees, random, but I love it. And so that's, I definitely, like she said, I want to get a job in, with the green.
Right. So yeah. Was it something that you did or had an interest in when you were little?
When I moved to Maui, my grandmother, she loved gardening, but it wasn't anything I was ever interested in. But now it's something I actually enjoy doing. And when I have a bad day or a bad weekend and I get to go to work, I always come back to the facility happy, which is really good. I've only been with this in Hydros for 3.5 months maybe. And I think in that 3.5 months, I've changed a lot within myself. And not only something I can see, but other people can see. And that makes me happy. And I didn't think it would just be something because of a small job I have. Other people might say it's a small job, but it's a huge job. Mm-hmm. Like, we might only get to go for 2 hours that day or 3 hours that day, but it's affected the rest of my life. So I think people, like, should try for a change. Like, I asked to be hired for Hydros, not having any idea what it was really about. I think people need to take, like, healthy risks and all that. So that's what Hydros has taught me, you know, and to keep an open mind, to not judge people or things by any means, and that just because of my background, that doesn't mean that's what my future is. And I didn't think growing lettuce would really change that. But it has.
The Lanikailua Outdoor Circle has long seen the value of its partnership with its neighbors. Terry Barret is a clinical psychologist. She's also the co-chair of the program, which started 2 decades ago.
I think in, what was it, 2016, we got a grant that was allowed us to expand our hydroponic system. And that's when we were able to build the program up and start hiring more people to come down and do the teaching for the women. And so we every week, we hopefully sell close to, and our goal is 200 heads of lettuce to Foodland. It goes to all the different Foodlands on Oahu.
We really enjoy it.
We have so much fun. And we work along, the kind of the goal is we, as volunteers who have the knowledge of the plants, we just work alongside the women. We work together, and we teach and work, and that's our model.
And so, gosh, since you've been involved in this program for 20 years, I mean...
Well, Anne has.
Okay, and how long have you been involved here?
I'd say about 7 years.
7 years, okay. I don't know, just anything you want to share just about the you know, how you've managed to grow the program. I mean, you know, because from my understand, the training is really pretty. It's like, I don't know how many weeks, but it's a lot more than just labor in a prison setting.
That's correct. And we have two sets of people. We have some that are more long-term, and then we have some that are just coming in for 6 months or so many months, and then they are transitioned out. So we get the cream of the crop women. They're really ideal. They're picked by the sergeant, Sergeant Haku. And so we just have a really nice bunch of gals.
And they're motivated.
And they're very motivated. So when we hire people, this is the Lani Kai Outdoor Circle, hires people to come on down and instruct. They all do a lovely job because they just like giving to the women, and the women give back.
Ann Latham is the other co-chair of the program. She explains more about its origins.
We get only a few of the women who are cleared, I should say, cleared to come down. And the ones that do, they may start out not too enthusiastic, but then they end up very enthusiastic. When it started about 20 years ago, the warden we had then had a couple of goals in mind. He wanted us to beautify the campus. He said it needed planting, and also he said he wanted to get all the women outside, which is very important, I think, for anyone to get outside. And so he encouraged us to do that. There was an old nursery that was there from the days when it was the youth facility, and it was just in terrible
neglected
condition. It had been abandoned. So that's where we started. We started refurbishing that with various community volunteer help and
donations,
lots of donations and grants and whatnot, and we've made it into a really nice area.
That's great. Well, it's awesome. Well, thank you so much for what you do and for keeping this program going.
The women also raise goats at the facility, and they propagate plants that will be sold at this weekend sale at Kailua Elementary School. Again, it's a fundraiser event for the Outdoor Circle and the Learning to Grow program.